Morning to you, Anthony.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Good to talk to you. Just before Duff talks about today, Baller ran through a trial there yesterday. How's the horse come through it?
Yeah, very well. Just had good time and nice time, doing pretty comfortably. He probably only stretched out for about three, four strides and ran the fastest of the day. So, he's come back really nicely from a short let up. And if we can get a run in the race in Brisbane next week, we'd certainly turn up in a good one.
The stable's going well. They're all running well, Anthony.
Yeah, very pleased. Everything was sent to the races lately. It's been competitive. Some of them more luck than others, but that's how it goes. But certainly they are racing well.
Okay. And what have you decided to do with Red Chandelier today? Newcastle or Kensington?
It's sort of not up to me. Waiting. She's the first emergency. She'll run in town.
Okay, gotcha.
But if she doesn't, then she'll go to Newcastle.
Good as gold. You start off with November Man in race two. Two runs back are great. Should be hitting the line pretty well late here.
Yeah, I think so. He needs a race with good speed on. He'll get it in that race. And he's in very good shape. His runs have been good coming back. The first up win was pretty dynamic, all but in low grade. And he was very competitive last time. So hopefully small field, good speed on, he'll be seen to his best.
Okay. Our Rockabye Baby, ex-Kiwi, race six. What impression has she given you?
Yeah, she's a well-built thing, very strong. She looked sharp in the wins that she had over New Zealand, sort of 1400 and thereabouts, sort of a little bit longer, a little bit shorter. She's affected that. She's not a show-off in track work, but she's just quite solid. I think her trials are accurate to what we see here in track work. I think on race day, she'll be better. She did race with blinkers on in New Zealand, so I'd like her to take those off and just have a look at her in the nude, if you like, for a first run, and then sort of judge it on what she does from there.
Okay. If Red Chandelier does get a run, we're back in distance, any hope?
Oh, I think so, yeah. She's going really well. She's a very versatile thing. We've sort of experimented a bit with different distances and, a couple of times not had much luck, but she freshened up really nicely, sort of coming back and just doing some work on the treadmill and actually put on a bit too much weight, really. But she's there in good shape and ready to run a good race wherever she goes.
And if she doesn't get a run, she'd be hard to beat at Newcastle.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No doubt, race seven. Look, he's a frustrating horse. He's had his issues. We all know that. But he has talent.
Oh, he does, and he's been a bit of a stable favourite, certainly one of mine. He's not far away. I'm not sure that he's quite there today, but second up, he always runs well. I was really pleased with his first up run. A little bit softer in the parade than I'd expected to see him, and that showed, I think, probably the last 50. With that run under his belt, he goes there a better prospect today, but I still think with some upside to him.
Okay. Race 8, Something Fast. She may lack the experience of a few here, but two for two this prep and on the rise.
Yeah, pretty raw when he won at Wyong. He was all over the shop, but still just too strong in the finish. Racecraft improved dramatically from that to his next one. He was much, much better on the Kenzo track, or the main track, rather, last week. So, he turns up in really good shape. The distance and the track, it was the main attraction here. Bit out of his grade, but with Flo Chalon, she's in really good form. He's still in the handicap at 52, so he's not higher grade than I'd like to be in, but it's the right track and distance, and he's there in great shape. He'll certainly make his presence felt.
This horse in the last, he just keep jumping bars now. This Agassi, he's got a bit of killer instinct about him, this horse.
Oh, he does. Well, as a colt, he was trying to do that to a few different things, and included one day.
Right.
So,
oh, really?
He's now gelding, and since we gelded him, his form has turned right around. He hasn't been out of the money in a real sense, and his run in the Carbon Club Stakes here was, I think, indicative of where he thought he was up to. He gave a couple of pretty strong kicks up the straight, and the race didn't turn out its best for him, and he was beaten. But certainly, the win after that was pretty dynamic, and he carried out weight. Speaks very well of him.
Yeah, he ran fast time there as well. So he likes to control or get himself on the speed. So that's another asset, asset he has.
Yeah, he makes his own luck. So he'll do the same thing. He'll just be thereabouts. If someone wants to lead, it's fine. He sort of pretty adaptable. Other than, you know, you just always expect him, almost regardless of speed, to be in the first four or five.
Okay. If he happened to get the job done again, I know he's been up a while, and probably the best is in the future with him, maybe even in the spring. But is there anything in Brisbane for him?
Yeah, there's the Guineas. I put a nom in for the Stradbroke, and that's just, I think, old habits. But the I think the real race from there would be the Queensland Guineas.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay. We've got good news for you. Red Chandelier runs on the Kenzo if you wanted to. Jen's Rules and Bella Success have come out while you've been chatting with Duff. So okay, now you need to get a jockey, mate.
I'll do that. Okay, I'll have to go to work.
Well, the Jen Rules was Christian Reith and Bella Success was Sam Weatherly, if that helps you.
Yeah, well, Christian has ridden it before, so I'll probably get there.
Beauty.
All right. Thank you for your time. Good luck today with all of them.
Okay, thanks.